From Tidbits on May 18th, 2015, this is Writing Screenplays with Hyland, written by Michael E. Cohen. A while back, I described Fountain, a markup syntax for screenwriting, which I published on March 5th, 2015 in Formatting Screenplays with Fountain. To recap briefly, Fountain allows screenwriters to use just about any text editor on just about any platform to compose a screenplay by employing a few simple formatting conventions. Fountain files can easily be converted into traditionally formatted screenplay documents using any one of a number of apps. While the need to use a separate format converter app might seem an annoying extra step, it isn't that cumbersome in practice. Traditional screenplay format itself is a cumbersome thing to wrangle when you're revising and editing a burgeoning masterpiece. Besides, Fountain files, by design, look just enough like screenplay layout not to appear distractingly alien while you're writing and revising. Furthermore, you only need to do the conversion when you want to share your work with someone else. In any case, the advantage of being able to move your screenplay file from device to device using whatever text editor is available is enormous for the stereotypical coffee shop inhabiting screenplay scrivener. Nonetheless, it would be nice to have a standard text editing app that understood Fountain syntax and could produce a formatted screenplay at the click of a mouse. So nice, in fact, that one of the minds behind Fountain itself leads a team at quote-unquote apps that has produced such a solution, the $29.99 Hyland, a simple Fountain-savvy text editor and screenplay formatting app in one. In fact, Fountain does more than just edit Fountain text files and output them as formatted screenplay PDFs. It can also import screenplay PDFs and convert them to Fountain text files, a process that Hyland refers to as melting. And it can import and export files from Final Draft, a popular high-end word processor dedicated to screenplay writing. As a text editor, Hyland has few bells and whistles, which is not a bad thing. The more features an app has, the more features you have to understand and set up. And Fountain files being mere text, it's easy to fall back on something like BBEdit if you need powerful text manipulation tools. Like a sheet of paper in a typewriter, the editing screen in Hyland is a simple expanse of white emptiness, waiting to be filled with action and dialogue. The only on-screen controls are the two toggle buttons at the top of the left margin to switch between editing text and viewing the formatted result, and an export button at the bottom of the left margin. If white is not your preferred background color, you can switch to dark mode, which also colors the scene headings in your Fountain text to make them stand out. And to eliminate distractions that might trip your procrastination switch, you can use Hyland's full screen view. In it, Hyland is smart enough to present the text in a readable column down the center of the screen instead of stretching the text out across the screen's full width. You can also show and hide invisible characters like spaces, tabs, and returns. Because Hyland's editor is Fountain savvy, it provides some useful conveniences. For example, you can press Shift-Return anywhere in a line of text to make it uppercase, useful for scene and dialogue headings. And it colors text that, by Fountain syntax rules, constitute notes or discarded material, the latter known as boneyard text in Fountain. Hyland also has a menu item for inserting markers and for navigating among them. These markers are nothing more than Fountain notes consisting of a single percent symbol, so you can insert and remove them with any text editor. Rounding things out, Hyland provides menu commands for marking boneyard text and for bolding, centering, italicizing, and underlying text using Fountain syntax. You can also force scene headings and transitions using Fountain syntax if those headings or transitions don't meet the Fountain syntax requirements on their own. For example, any scene headings that don't begin with int or ext. It even provides a facility for generating a standard title page for your screenplay. Hyland comes with a built-in editing font named Hyland Sans and a built-in preview font, Courier Prime, both of which are very readable. But you can choose any of the fonts you have on your Mac for those purposes instead if you prefer. You can also edit and adjust the width of the editing column and its line spacing, and set some options for the preview view, such as whether scene headings are bold, and whether dialogue interrupted by page break adds the more and continue text typically used in screenplays. When it comes to importing screenplay PDFs, Highland does a creditable, if not always perfect, job with PDFs that include embedded text. PDFs that contain only images of text, such as screenplays scanned from paper, need to be run through an app that can perform OCR on such images, such as Smile's PDF Pen. You may encounter a few oddities. For example, when I converted a PDF of the Social Network screenplay that I obtained from a friend in the industry, I noted that non-standard scene headings didn't quite import as headings. In most cases, the amount of work you'll have to do on most melted screenplay PDFs to correct such infelicities is minimal. Highland can export standard Final Draft FDX files, which are XML files, and it can import them as well, though it ignores any features in Final Draft files that aren't covered by the Fountain specification, such as starred revisions. However, as Fountain evolves to include new features, Highland's developers intend to incorporate as many of those as possible. As an aside, if you are traveling light with just an iPad or iPhone, quote-unquote apps has something for you. Although the company doesn't yet provide a version of Highland for iOS, it does offer Weekend Read, an iOS reading app that can open any text file and present Fountain formatted text in standard screenplay layout. Weekend Read can also import and display standard Markdown files, FDX files, and even screenplay PDFs. It is also iCloud Drive savvy, so if you save your Highland files on your Mac and iCloud Drive, Weekend Read can display them. As writing tools go, Highland is a one-trick pony. But it is a friendly and engaging pony, and if you have the urge to dabble in screenwriting, it's one worth taking for a ride. By the way, why the name Highland? Well, for reasons related to those for the name Fountain. If you follow Betty Davis' advice and take Fountain Avenue as the fastest route to get to Hollywood, you'll want to turn north when you reach the intersection of Fountain and Highland. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Automatic Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and I'll see you at the movies.